Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
7 minutes it is to 5 o'clock. Unfortunately, Eskom having to announce yesterday that stage two load shedding was going to be in place as of 5 o'clock yesterday evening. And I imagine it continues to some time this morning. You may or may not remember, but the Democratic Alliance wants Eskom to be declared a state of disaster. The DA is saying Eskom may be declared a state of disaster for failing to prevent rolling blackouts. Rather, this is something that has been disputed by Pravin Gordhan, the Minister for Public Enterprises, saying that we've got measures in place to obviously counter the impact of any load shedding or blackout, whatever you want to call it. It begs the question then, will your insurance cover you in the event of a total blackout where the grid is completely overwhelmed? There is no generating capacity for electricity for whatever the reason may be, and your business, your home, all of that will be affected. Are you going to be covered? The CEO of Constantia Insurance joins me on the line now, Peter Todd. Peter, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, FS. Thank you.
Have your... who are the people who calculate how long we're going to live and therefore how much you're going to charge us for premiums? Those people, have they factored in the possibility of a total blackout into calculating premiums for your clients?
I think the short answer is no. You know, it's a scenario that the insurance industry is actually debating quite vigorously at the moment, particularly being driven by the reinsurance in particular. You know, I think we've seen a number of disasters in the last couple of years, you know, from the KZN floods, the riots, even the COVID scenario. And those all, you know, created the awareness around how these sort of outlier incidents can happen that, you know, have not typically been factored in. So it is it's quite an interesting debate at the moment to also understand what are the consequences from an insurance policy perspective, and therefore what would that accumulation of loss potentially be for the industry?
And do you have such figures yet? Actuarial scientists is the reference I was looking for earlier. So if there is, let's imagine the worst case scenario, just about every generation unit that Eskom has is either dysfunctional, non-functioning, has no access to coal, whatever the case may be. Coburg is not doing what Coburg needs to do. There's incredible pressure on the grid and they have no choice but to literally be lights out to the entire country for successive days and for significant periods of time. What impact will it actually have for your clients?
So I think at a domestic level, you know, the impact would be on probably on security systems. So, you know, policy wordings can be quite specific around your requirements to maintain alarm systems, for example. And, you know, typically in a load shedding environment, there are backup batteries that, you know, would ensure that your security remains in place over that period. But obviously, if you go into a total blackout scenario and you, as you say, you know, a number of days or potentially weeks without power, you know, that wouldn't survive. So that poses a threat from a security perspective, and, you know, who knows how that might play out. Therefore, very difficult to predict. But I think generally at a domestic level, you know, it's probably lesser of an exposure. You have items in your fridge, for example. Again, you know, some policies will cover you for the contents of your fridge up to a certain limit. And in a load shedding scenario, those generally, you know, survive the few hours that the power is off for. Again, that wouldn't happen in a total blackout scenario. I think the bigger exposure probably comes in the commercial sector with businesses and what the impact is, and the potential for the interruption to businesses and the knock-on effect in terms of business interruption cover. Again, that becomes quite technical when one looks at your insurance wording to determine whether, in fact, you have cover for those scenarios, how long that cover might be active for as well. So So again, that's why I think it's very difficult to predict the total extent of a loss scenario, because it'll be nationwide, you know, if there's a total blackout scenario. Oh, yeah. So, you know, I would even hate to try and start speculating, but it would be a significant exposure.
I was listening intently to the press briefing by Eskom yesterday, and it seems that there are processes that government needs to undertake to make it possible for easing off, if you like, of some of the legislative burdens on independent power producers to be able to produce power in order for them to supplement the, I suppose, pressure that Eskom is under. But, Peter, I suppose, easy, low-hanging fruit. Put in place, if you can afford it, measures to be less reliant on Eskom as far as electricity is concerned in your house or your business, particularly particularly now the president has agreed to up to 100 megawatts, I think. Kilowatts, whatever the figure was, that can be produced independently. It might cost some money initially, so there'll be some capital outlay, but it's going to be beneficial to your business, particularly if you're in the commercial space.
And I think that has happened, you know, from a load shedding perspective. I think we've learned to adapt to that, and most businesses have, you know, put in their own generation in the form of generators to cater for those, you know, shorter periods. I think it's very difficult and very expensive to cater for a scenario where it's days or weeks. You know, to keep those running is extremely expensive. So that in itself has an effect. You know, your insurance policies on the commercial side of business interruption, and I hope I don't get too technical on you, but, you know, there's a clause called, you know, increased cost of working. So you are required in terms of a policy to mitigate your losses. So that's, I guess that would be a form of mitigation, is putting in some form of alternative power. But that comes at a significant cost, and running that comes at a cost. So that increases your cost of working. Mm. So again, you know, you may or may not have cover for those scenarios. Those are all the questions that are being addressed by the industry at the moment to understand, you know, and give clients clarity, you know, in terms of what those scenarios might be.
All right, Peter, we are going to have to hold it there. Thank you very much indeed for your time this morning and your insights. Peter Todd is the CEO of Constantia Insurance.